The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's fairly common for people to have a viewpoint or framework through which they understand their experience. And there's some basic default frameworks or attitudes or views that people have that are kind of their thing, to see things through that lens. And often we don't realize how pervasive they are. Sometimes they're just left in the background. One of them that some people have is they're a little bit oriented, or very much oriented, to noticing what's wrong. What the problems are. So they're problem-oriented, like what's wrong, and where's the danger, where's the problem. And that's kind of the way that they're looking, and their eyes are, that's the orientation of their eyes, like searching for the problem, searching for the what's wrong, and to attack it, to fix it, to get away from it, to all kinds of things. Some people specialize in looking at what's wrong with themselves. That's a very peculiar specialty. And so a tremendous amount of time is spent looking at oneself. You know, certain kind of conceit that somehow you're important enough to find everything that's wrong about you. And so, like, you know, what's wrong, and that's wrong, and what's wrong, and, you know, that's one orientation. And then another kind of orientation is what's wrong with everyone else. And that's another specialty. And so that's what we're looking at and see. Or what's wrong with the situation? So to the degree to which there's these attitudes or these kind of frameworks people use, it actually can be very powerful to change the framework and maybe even take it and experiment with the opposite. And so this one, what's wrong, the interesting one is to say instead, what's not wrong? What's not wrong? It turns out that chances are very high that there is a lot more stuff that's not wrong at any given moment than what's wrong. I mean, the proportion, you know, the proportion of all the things that are happening in the moment and the number of them, the percentage of them which are wrong versus the percentage of the ones that are not wrong, actually very small that's wrong. So what happens if you say, what's not wrong here? What do you notice then? What do you notice about yourself? What's not wrong right now? Rather than picking up, you know, a particular strand of what's going on with you as being the, and giving it a lot of importance and a lot of emphasis, that this is who I am, use it to define yourself by it. There's, you're much more than whatever definition you have. What's not wrong about you right now? And then other people, what's not wrong right now? What's not wrong in this situation? And what? How does that shift your view? How does that shift your understanding? And more importantly, how does it shift your attitude about being alive, being present, being here, being with what's going on? And which is more right? Which is the truest question? The question, what's wrong? Or the question, what's not wrong? You can't really answer that question, what's truest? What's the most right thing to do? But which one is most beneficial for you and for others? Which supports you the most? Which opens the door to growth? Which opens the door towards a healthier relationship to yourself and the world around you? And I suspect that for most people, asking the question, what's not wrong, will be more supportive than, especially if ask, if one way or the other, maybe you don't ask, maybe you don't use the question, you don't use the words in your mind, so, but you, underneath, you're kind of like always asking, what's wrong here? But if you develop a habit of looking, what's not wrong, what do you notice, what do you see? And we often, if we live a life based on what we selectively perceive, we might be limiting our life very dramatically. And so can we open up the perception? Can we see in a different way? Can we break through the filters that we maybe are stuck in for maybe for decades? And so I don't know what framework you have for how you look at the world. There are others besides what's wrong. Some people, it's what can I get from this situation? What can I acquire? Or what can I, how can I, in this situation, how can I prove myself as being the smartest, the wisest, the best, most beautiful, whatever? And it's always about how we look or how we're seen by other people. That's the orientation. Or how can I hide? How can I be so no one will see me? No one will look and notice me? So it's all kinds of things, and lots and lots of these underlying pervasive attitudes that people have that go through the world. And if you're lucky enough to discover what yours are, try shifting the framework to the opposite or an alternative version of it. And the example I gave today was, what's not wrong? What's not wrong? Some people's attitude is always looking for what's dangerous. Where's the danger here? Because they're fear-based. And might look around and then say, what's not to fear here? Or if it's always about getting something, I wonder what I can give here. You know, anyway, so it's to play around like this and to shift the language, the framework, can open the door to a whole different relationship to what's going on. And to get good and look at shifting the framework can give people a lot of freedom and to help people not get stuck in these habitual frameworks which are not really serving us very well. So, what's not wrong right now? Right now, what's not wrong about you? Being here, sitting here? I like the question, what's not wrong, instead of what's right. Maybe I'm peculiar, but what's not wrong kind of makes it lighter, more open, more softer. It's more like, what's right? It's kind of like too specific or too tight. Something for me. So what's wrong? What's not wrong here? One of the things that's not wrong is we're going to clean the center. So we'll take about...